With KSJD News, this is Gail Binkley. Montezuma Cortez School District RE1 will return to in-person classes starting January 6th. That was a decision reached by the RE1 school board during a four-hour meeting December 15th. The district had moved to remote learning in November because of a surge in cases of COVID-19 that led to a shortage of staff. The original plan was to resume in-person learning on January 11th. Board members expressed concern about depression spreading among students when they can't take part in school and extracurricular activities. Chair Sherry Wright said, quote, "They are not surviving." But board member Jack Schunemeyer said coronavirus cases are numerous locally, and the district would be fortunate to be able to open even on January 11th. Board member Chris Flaherty said, "Without community support through safe behavior, the schools may have to shut back down." Flaherty said, quote, "We can't do it alone." And in other news, three Coloradoans, two of them from Durango, have died in avalanches since Friday. Now the Colorado Avalanche Information Center is urging recreationists to use extra care in the mountains. Center Director Ethan Green said in a release that the snowpack is currently weak and easy to trigger. 108 avalanches were caused by people in the last week. This is KSJD News.